Country 102.5, I'm the luckiest girl in town. On the phone with me now, Devin Dawson.
Going on?
No, you tell me.
Sitting here eating a bagel, drinking coffee.
Like you do.
Like I do, that's right. Did I hear you say your studio is like a negative 100 degrees?
Oh, well, that's what the thermostat says. It's obviously broken.
What's going on with that? I know it's cold in Boston right now, but...
I don't know. Just be glad you're not coming till April 27th. That's all I can say.
That's right.
Well, it'll be better then. I promise you, Devin.
April 27th, Orpheum with Brett Eldridge, right?
That is correct. Boy, you got it down.
Well, you teed me up for that one. It was the alley-oop, we'll call it.
And for the rebound, you are so close to number one, Devin. Did you ever imagine? I mean, that's what you dream of. I know that you want your songs on the radio so people can hear them, and that is the dream. But, I mean, really, it's going to come to fruition.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing is watching it happen. And I think a lot of times we work so hard and our head is down and we're just in the trenches, you know, and we forget to kind of look up and see where we are. Or not forget, we just don't really have a chance. And it's cool to do these interviews and realize, you know, you hear people talk about stats and this and that and tours and things that are coming up and that your song is here. And it's like, wow, like we've been working really hard. And I really want to get this song to number one again. I want to get All On Me to the top. And I wouldn't even be here without your help, that, you know, without the support that you guys have shown already.
Oh, my gosh. Well, a good song we cannot deny.
Yeah. I mean, thank you. I try to put the best out. I mean, I write songs every day. Like, that's my pastime. That's my addiction, you know? And so I try to put the best out there, and I just hope that, you know, and that's the cool thing is, like, seeing it come up this much and seeing the song have a life of its own is a good little affirmation. It's a good confidence thing. It's like, okay, you're doing something right. People are connecting in one way or another to your music. And to have it happen this early on in my journey and my musical career is...
Yeah.
Incredible. I'm very thankful for that.
Devin, let me ask you this. Before you had your record deal, what was the biggest audience you ever played to?
Before I had the record deal, man, I've been in bands my whole life since I was like 12 years old. I've been touring full time since I was like 15 or 16.
So. But was it mostly clubs and stuff?
Yeah, all clubs. I mean, we've played a couple festivals and stuff, but I played like heavy metal and rock and different types of music.
Yeah.
Before I kind of realized that I just needed to go back to what I started with, which was just writing songs, writing country songs, writing love songs, you know? So it was more of a kind of a renaissance for me, I guess, going back to my roots and just realizing that. Because I did all that on my own for myself, like in my room, and then I realized I wanted to share that. But it is crazy to see the difference between that old world of, like, you know, slumming it out and sleeping in a van and all that, and then getting to do it the full long way with a full team, and to see the difference in the two worlds is pretty crazy.
And stay in nice hotels or nicer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's all like you gotta get to the place. You know, you got to put in the hard work to get there, but.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't trade anything for the world of all the, you know, you got to mess up to know what's right, I guess, right?
True story. And is it a true story, Devin, that you are most inspired writing on a plane or a treadmill? I saw that on Twitter, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about being up in the plane, which you're like you're literally in another world. You're up out of the world. And you're just introspective. And I'm a lyric guy. I'm very inspired by words. And so I find that that's very inspiring. And then when you're on a treadmill or when you're working out, like your blood's flowing, your brain's moving. It's just a different type of inspiration. And I'm always thinking of things and trying to jot them down without falling over.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how do you translate that to paper or your phone? Or something? I guess you could speak into your phone.
I have this thing. If you forget it, then it was meant to be forgotten. But if you remember it's probably good enough.
Oh, I like that. And hey, Devin, we're going to be seeing you very soon. Well, the world is on Ellen Thursday.
Yeah, I'll be on Ellen this week, and then I'll be coming to see you guys April
27th. Yay.
At the Orpheum, and I cannot wait.
Well, congratulations on all good things, All On Me. Let's go number one, Devin Dawson.
Couldn't do it without you guys there in Boston. Thank you for the help, and thank you for the time this morning. I appreciate it.